Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
Ever since Susan Johnson lost her jacket, Lee, there has been much excitement and more to be.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Our friends down the hall at Studio 360 with Kurt Anderson recently launched the 1914 Blues Challenge. For the past few weeks, listeners have been recording covers of a now 100-year-old W.C. Handy classic, The Yellow Dog Blues, and sending it into the show. Now, last week, we learned all about the history of the song. We heard versions by Bessie Smith and Louis Armstrong. Today, we're going to finally listen to some of the brand new versions, the contest submissions that have been coming in. And joining me is Studio 360 host, Kurt Anderson. Hi, Kurt.
Hi, John.
And also joining us on the line is the contest judge, Mark Anthony Thompson, who records under the name Chocolate Genius. Hi, Mark.
How are you doing?
Good. What have you thought of the entries so far?
I'm just still getting over the shock of hearing contest judge next to my name. That's a the last time there was a judge in the room with me, it wasn't a good thing. I've been completely happily overwhelmed, and there's been some really great submissions.
And for you, Kurt, any surprises?
Well, we thought that, this 100-year-old blues song by the father of the blues, people would 100 years later would be interpreting that in various different ways. I have been astonished so far at how differently and how variously that can be interpreted.
So what did you give people to work from?
Very little. Sheet music.
Sheet music, right.
And the name of the song.
And the sheet music, of course, includes the original lyrics. But people have felt free to take liberty with those lyrics.
Serious liberty.
Listen to this version from Brooklyn's Rich Sullivan.
Ever since Susan Johnson lost her yellow doggy, there's been so much excitement and more to be. You can see her texting, tweeting night until morn. She's asking one simple question: have you seen my yellow dog? Now, emails often come with sympathy. Sometimes there are tweets with inquiries. A Facebook post came from down in Alabama, and lots of likes made it popular, increasing Susan Johnson's followers on Instagram.
All right, that is Rich Sullivan with some very 2014 lyrics for this 1914 song. He calls it hashtag Yellow Dog Blues. Rich Sullivan from Brooklyn, one of the contestants in Studio 360's 1914 Blues Challenge. Kurt Anderson is the host of Studio 360 here with me in the studio, and Mark Anthony Thompson, the singer-songwriter who records under the name Chocolate Genius, is the contest judge, and he's on the line. And for folks who don't remember the original story, Kurt, Rich in this version mentions Susie Johnson, who in the original story has bet money on a horse, acting on a tip from a guy who takes her money, doesn't bet the horse, and just absconds with it.
Exactly.
So this is...
this is a less tragic version in his recapitulation, yes.
Now, Mark, for you listening through the contestants as the entries have come in, what has stood out for you so far?
Well, the two versions that I mentioned at the beginning when I responded with you guys were two instrumental versions that, to me, they were just... they caught my ear for two different reasons. One of them was almost like if you had taken this song and you heard it on an elevator in a building that just didn't smell right, and that was the Tom Anderson version. Another version by a guy named Ethan Hine that reminded me of music for a really bad video game. And I don't mean the music was bad. I mean this video game was bad. And I kept thinking that maybe as an adjunct to this contest, we could have someone make that video game. And I just,
oh man, don't put that idea in Kurt's head. He's already had his people make 30-second horror movies. He'll do that.
Yeah,
there's a lot of digital blues going on being felt today, I guess.
Absolutely. So, you know, the whole contest though also speaks to this wonderful, you know, spot where we are right now, where because even just the, not only the level of creativity, but the level of quality. I mean, it's like home recording gear is at the point where some of these things are just beautiful recordings. And I know people did them for a nickel at home or however they did them, but I was really pleased that recording is really, I feel like it's leveled out. You know what I mean? The same way that now you can get Final Cut Pro and make a great movie at home. These recordings will really speak to that.
So this fellow, Ethan Hine, who did this version of Yellow Dog Blues, the one that reminds you of a bad video game, why don't we take a listen?
Mm-hmm.
That is Ethan Hine, and he calls that Green Dog, his version of the now 100-year-old song Yellow Dog Blues. And Kurt Anderson, the host of Studio 360, and Mark Anthony Thompson, who is judging Studio 360's 1914 Blues Challenge, listening to that Ethan Hine version, and little James Brown in there.
Yeah, that's contemporary right there, right? The art of sampling. But, you know, I'd be remiss. He also, in the explanation of his version, he said that he went back and used a MIDI file, which is a musical interactive digital interface that will play any instrument you can. And he got the MIDI file online from the, I guess, a website that has sheet music and then spits out MIDI files of the sheet music. So that's got to be, you know, that goes right back to John Handy and actually owning the publishing. Because I realized that not only did he... you know, write these great songs, but he was one of the first artists, I'm sure, back in those days, a black artist, to hang on to his publishing for a little bit. So there we go.
Right. And as we now know, W.C. Handy didn't necessarily write all of those
songs. He was a musical entrepreneur. And I gotta say, Mark, I was, as soon as it started playing, yes, that was the video arcade of my youth, certainly. I can see that.
Wasn't it?
Yes.
So now that was a very electronic version. You mentioned the MIDI files, Mark. But there have also been a couple of acoustic recordings. And you pointed us in the direction of a version by Vaughn and Barry Griffin. Tell us about this.
Well, you know, the reason that stuck out with me, and I was looking for the most adventurous version, and certainly, I mean, I'm always alarmed that you can walk down on the subway and hear someone who you can't figure out why they're not the next whatever, because the talent's just overwhelming. And I was really caught by the vocals, Yvonne Griffin. But when I went back to read it and it said that she was deceased, my first concern was, does that fit into contest guidelines?
Like, I was thinking, as long as she doesn't work here.
Does not need to be alive, as long as she doesn't work here.
She's got a really beautiful voice, and I can think of no finer experience than I would have sat down and played the piano and had my mom belt out a blues and then have it played on public radio. So just for that reason alone, it deserves some attention.
So kind of like Natalie Cole doing those duets with her deceased father, Nat King Cole, this is Barry Griffin at the piano doing a duet version of Yellow Dog with his deceased mom, Vaughn Griffin.
Yes, since Miss Susan Johnson lost her Jockey Lee, there's been much excitement more to be. You can hear a morning, night, and morn. I wonder where my easy rider's gone. Cablegrams come of inquiry, and telegrams go of sympathy. Letters come.
So that is called Griffin Yellow Dog, an arrangement of W.C. Handy's Yellow Dog Blues by Vaughn and Barry Griffin, mother and son, the mother deceased. Isn't that amazing, though, that she left behind a recording of this very song?
No, it really when I discovered that, it felt like we were in some Destiny Channel.
or the Twilight Zone.
Yes.
Remember, you can still submit your entry for Studio 360's 1914 Blues Challenge, but do it soon. The deadline is Monday, June 16th at 11:59 p.m. Eastern Time, and you can find a link to all the details at studio360.org. Kurt Anderson, the host of Studio 360, with me here. Mark Anthony Thompson on the line with us, the singer-songwriter who records under the name Chocolate Genius. He'll be judging the contest. Mark, I have to ask, after, you know, listening to all these versions, have you had a crack at this song yourself? Have you been tempted?
You know, it's funny. I'm deep in this gestation period. I'm writing my next record, and normally I don't even listen to music when I'm writing. I find it's either polarizing. I either hear something that I love that I think, oh, my God, I'll never do something that good. I hear something that I hate, and I just go, oh, my God, I don't want to be in this industry. But I did not have a chance to take a crack at this yet. Maybe one night there'll be a little extra time in the studio before the deadline, and I'll stick something in there myself. But no blues for me right now.
All right, but if Susie Johnson and her horse bet gone wrong appears in a lyric on the next Chocolate Genius record, we'll know why.
Yeah, I think there's a pretty safe bet that's not going to happen. But thanks for the idea.
Now, Kurt, I mean, you open these contests up to people, and people will take more or less liberal, you know, ways of interpreting the contest rules. You got someone who submitted a cover of Dead Mouse's The Veldt.
Yeah. No,
I'm guessing that one's not going to win.
I'm not the judge. But yeah, and we welcome people to push at the edge of whatever envelope we've built. But yeah, that seems to go pretty far. But I do want to say that, you know, we've heard some of the range of submissions here. They go well. I mean, they go from the totally lo-fi acoustic guitar to the totally electronic. So everybody and every style is invited, whether or not they maybe color within the lines a little more than the one you just mentioned.
All right, so the Studio 360's 1914 Blues Challenge, your version of this 100-year-old song, Yellow Dog Blues by W.C. Handy. Go to studio360.org for all the details. Mark Anthony Thompson will be judging. Kurt Anderson will, as always, be hosting. And they've both been with us here in the Soundcheck studio. Guys, thanks very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Stay connected by subscribing to the Soundcheck podcast on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and download the new WNYC mobile app for free. See you next time. I'm John Schaefer.